Well, in politics, it seems there's legitimate disagreement about how disagreeable we are in our disagreements. But in football, I think we can all actually agree. The Jets are just getting plain disagreeable. Members of the Jets organization lobbed several bombs at the Patriots this week. The trash talk all leads up to the playoff game between the two teams this Sunday, and Only a Game's Bill Littlefield is here to find a way to talk about it without getting us in trouble with the FCC. Hey there, Bill.
Not easy this week.
We have our engineer's hand on the bleep button.
Good,
just
good.
In case.
Excellent.
But remind us, the Jets and Pats, of course, have met before. They've met in the regular season back in December. What happened?
Well, they met twice in the regular season. The first time back at the beginning of the season, the Jets beat the Patriots. That was back when the Patriots' defense was primarily unacquainted with each other. But the most recent time they met in December, the Pats won the game 45-3, 43-3, something like that, hopeless. And I think that probably has something to do with what we've been hearing this week from the Jets camp.
Nursing a bit of an emotional wound there down in New York. But about this playoff game, lots of stuff happened this week. On Monday morning, Jets head coach Rex Ryan got in front of some microphones and said this.
This week, this is about Bill Belichick versus Rex Ryan. There's no question. It's personal. It's about him against myself.
Personal? Bill, is it really?
I'm always suspicious of people who speak of themselves in the third person. I was always a little uncomfortable when Wade Boggs would say of a bad day at the plate, that was not Wade Boggs out there. And I would say, I wonder who got his uniform? Who was it? I feel the same way about Rex Ryan. You know, don't speak of yourself as Rex Ryan. That's just silly. And to think that a playoff game in the NFL is about how well two coaches match up against each other is equally silly because nobody hits either coach in the head. There's no risk for these guys.
Well, except for maybe their paychecks. But the trash talk wasn't limited to the coach. I mean, the thing that really got everyone's attention was something said by Jets cornerback Antonio Cromartie.
I'm laughing, and I really shouldn't be laughing. Antonio Cromartie said that he hated Tom Brady, and he called him something that we can't say on the radio.
No.
I guess we could if we were HBO, but not on NPR. And, you know, it kind of escalated from there, and Mr. Cromartie never backed off. So, you know, I guess we have to take him at his word.
In the Globe, they said the phrase rhymes with glass bowl, which I quite liked. But
close enough.
Oh, but Tom Brady really let it roll right off his back.
I've been called worse. So, sure, there's a long list of people that feel that way.
Okay, Bill, I just have to ask you. So in the Jets' defense, do I dare offer one here in the Boston area? But I will. Apparently, the last time they met the Pats, Tom Brady completed a pass, turned and yelled triumphantly at the Jets bench, even pointed a finger in that 43-3 win.
Unless he yelled at the Jets something like, you are a rhymes with glass bowl, I can't really see how we have you know, equal trespasses here.
Okay, well, last quick question to you. They are playing here, I believe, in Gillette Stadium. Is that right? Which is currently under several inches of
correct.
Snow?
Correct, but it's been snowing everywhere. I'm sure the Jets have been practicing in cold weather and snow as well. I really don't think that's a major factor. I mean, the major factor is the Patriots won the last one by 42 points. It's a little hard to overcome that sort of performance.
I hear, though, it's going to take them a while to get the snow out of Gillette Stadium.
That's what I'm told. And so they have brigades of people set with snow shovels and shoveling away and presumably being paid well for it in this time of high unemployment.
So well, there's an ad on Craigslist apparently that says, quote, this is a tough job and not for anyone not used to manual labor. You must be willing to work nonstop shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it takes to get snow out of Gillette Stadium. But you can hear much more in much greater detail with Bill Littlefield of Only a Game every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR and also usually on Wednesdays. I guess today's Thursday here on Radio Boston. Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
again.
You, Meghna.
Up next, a green tech company accepts millions in startup cash from the state and then leaves for China. How did a Massachusetts gamble go so wrong? We'll be back after a quick break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.